Listener Production.
What Tasmanians can expect from this afternoon's state budget and doctors taking immediate industrial action. Showers today, we're heading to a top of 17 degrees with a severe wind warning across the state for this morning. I'm Tessa Randello and this is your Hobart Local News. Plenty of eyes will be on today's state budget as Tasmania grapples with a rising cost of living pressures. The Tasmanian Council of Social Services is welcoming the early energy bill relief announcement, which will see 140,000 homes and 35,000 small businesses get money off their bills. Acting CEO Dr. Charlie Burton says the basics need to be taken care of first.
They need an affordable roof over their head. They need food on the table. They need help with energy and other bills that are skyrocketing, and they want access to healthcare that they can afford.
And a focus on our most vulnerable, that's on the wish list for Tasmania's peak body for housing and homelessness. Shelter Tasmania CEO Paddy Chunk wants to see the government pledge 1,000 new homes every year boosted.
Tasmania's population over the last 10 years has grown 11%. We've got lots of pressures for needing to house tourism, and we really like to see our social housing and public housing be 10% of our housing stock.
And the state's construction sector says the government needs to commit more than just money to cover affordable homes built in this afternoon's budget. Master Builders CEO Matt Pollock says the government's target of 10,000 new affordable homes in 10 years is only possible when the entire industry is backed by big spending.
Through the build capacity so that we can build those homes, it's about ensuring that we have adequate land release so we can build on affordable land. You can't build affordable houses without affordable land.
In some other news, and Tassie doctors have decided to take immediate industrial action in their fight for better pay with the government. The Australian Medical Association's been locked in discussions, asking for a pay packet in line with the mainland to better retain doctors. Dr. Michael Lumsden-Steele says the state is relying on staff who aren't permanent right now.
We said to the government back last year that we have got a line in the sand and they haven't met it. So when we have that offer that's genuine, that is going to be competitive, then we'll certainly be back at the table.
The government remains committed to ongoing discussions with the sector. The state government had its first loss in the new minority, with two independents backing a move to force questions to be taken on notice and answered in 10 days. Independent John Tucker says it's all about transparency.
I think transparency is the most important thing in Parliament, and that's what me and Lara are standing for.
Meantime, new EMRS opinion polling named Rebecca White in the state's preferred premier a 2% lead. Former Saints star Lee Montagna isn't impressed with Melbourne's form line despite sitting in the top four. Joey says the Demons have struggled against the premiership contestants.
They're struggling to beat the top teams. There's something just not quite right about Melbourne when they come up against the very best. Not sure exactly what it is, but they've got a little bit of work to do if they want to win this flag.
And both Hobart Chargers sides are preparing for a season-defining period in the NBL 1 season beginning this week against Eltham. Only two places separate the women's side on the table. The Chargers need a win to keep in touch with the top eight. Meanwhile, the men are backing their young stars to fire against the top of the table Wildcats.